And welcome back to our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today we have Dr. Ian Krantz. He's a pediatrician and geneticist at the Faculty for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. And Sarah Rabel, genetic counselor and clinical director at the Center for Cornelia de Lange Syndrome and Related Diagnosis, and a senior genetic counselor at the Division of Human Genetics at CHOP as well. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And of course, today our conversation is going to center around classic cars.
Seems to make sense with that introduction.
I was looking forward to that because it does sound so amusing. But it's classic cars for a great cause. And you're an aficionado, as I am, of classic and beautiful cars. And to support your research and the work that you're doing, you're hosting an event.
That's right. It's actually been a long trajectory. But to give a little background, I am old car buff. I've always loved cars since I was a child, and it just so happened that in my current position as a physician and geneticist at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, I've crossed paths with other enthusiasts, some sort of very much plugged into the Philadelphia classic car scene, and we hatched a plan about 6 or 7 years ago to leverage interest in classic cars to raise awareness and funds to help children with rare conditions and genetic disorders.
And the event is, you want to tell us what the event is? We'll talk about it in
Sarah,
depth.
Do you want to describe the event?
Sure. So the event is over Father's Day weekend, and it's a two-day event. So on Friday, June 14th, we have an evening preview gala where individuals can come and have a select preview of some of the cars that will be there on Saturday. We have dinner, dancing, silent auction. It's a really fun event for everyone to come to and get an exclusive first look at some of the select cars. And then the following day on Saturday is our big car show. It's the Concours d'Elegance, where all of the cars that have been selected and entered into the Concours will be there, as well as many other cars that are part of the car corral. And we have judging, awards, kids' activities. It's really focused on a family-friendly day. So it's just a lot of fun for everyone to come down and check out some really cool cars and spend some time with family and dad over Father's Day weekend.
And where do the funds go from this event?
So the funds raised are to support the rare diagnosis program at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And when we say rare diagnoses, we should be clear, these are mostly genetic conditions. They have profound effects on the individual and the families who have children who are affected by these diagnoses. But rare diagnoses are actually pretty common because there are thousands of these diagnoses. So collectively, they actually make up a really significant number of children who are suffering from birth defects or intellectual disability, autism, things that people have heard about but don't usually think of collectively as this group of diagnoses. So all of the funds raised go to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia to help support the clinical care of these children and their families and to help drive research into looking for better treatments and management for these children.
And this is a leading cause of infant mortality and childhood disability, isn't it?
Yes, it is actually. And we say now that if you were to come visit Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, at least half of the children who end up being hospitalized or seen at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia have one of these conditions. So again, it's common collectively, and it is one of the main causes of morbidity and mortality. And it's an area where we need a lot more work to find better answers for families, better diagnostics, better treatments, and hopefully cures.
And a lot of parents come to CHOP because they know before their baby's even born today that they're going to have an issue.
Sure. Yeah. I think prenatal imaging and testing, oftentimes you'll identify a heart defect or something in a child. Parents want answers to see, is that just an isolated heart difference or is it a more global diagnosis? They come from all over the country, all over the world to be seen and managed at CHOP. And when they're born, they want to have state-of-the-art care in order to optimize outcomes for their children. And the spectrum, just going back to the numbers a little bit, if you think about congenital heart differences, that's one of the more common birth defects. That affects about 1 in 100 babies. And some of the diagnoses we've seen in this group of diagnoses are very rare as well, that might affect only 1 in a million children. But what's happened now is pretty amazing with social networking. People reach out and contact each other. They form family support groups. So even if there are only 20 or 30 children in the world with the diagnosis, the families have banded together, become great advocates, and they often reach out to us at CHOP to look for better answers and treatments for their kids. And that's the purpose of this nonprofit that we form, Cool Cars for Kids. And the event coming up over Father's Day weekend is really to raise awareness, to have a great event, obviously, and have a fun time, but also to raise awareness and raise funds to help drive the work that we do.
Some genetic abnormalities are obvious when you say Down syndrome, a cleft lip, a heart problem that shows up in an X-ray or a sonogram before birth even. But so many aren't even discovered until a child is not reaching developmental stages.
Sure. Kids are diagnosed at all ages, even into adulthood. And as you mentioned, some parents know prenatally there's a difference, something going on. Sometimes they know at birth, and sometimes they don't know until the child isn't reaching their expected milestones. They're not walking at the right time. They're not talking at the right time. And sometimes even in adolescence, there are behavioral issues that bring children to attention. So this is over the whole lifespan of an individual, we see different diagnoses that arise, and we try to have the resources at CHOP to see and manage and diagnose and care for all of these children.
Some don't even show up until you're in middle age, or you find out, like the BRCA gene disorder there. Most people don't find out until they actually are older, or somebody in the family is diagnosed. Do you counsel people? I mean, they're coming to you and saying, well, I have young children, and now we're finding out that we have a genetic issue in the family.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we counsel families about multiple different kinds of genetic predispositions or genetic diagnoses. And with genetics, I know it can be a little bit confusing, because I think traditionally when people think of genetics or a genetic diagnosis, that it's something that runs in a family or is passed down through generations. And that can sometimes be the case, but not always. Sometimes, and a lot of time in our practice, we're meeting with families where they have a child who has some health differences or developmental delays, and no one else in their family has had the same issues. But kind of to your point where you mentioned about BRCA testing, that is something that sometimes when we do diagnose an individual who has a change in that gene, if we then go back and test other members of the family, we'll find parents, siblings, other members who also have that same genetic change and carry similar increased risks for breast cancer and other associated cancers. And it can be a difficult and scary journey for families to go through this and to be perfectly healthy their whole life and all of a sudden find out that they have a higher risk to develop cancer.
And you want to brag on CHOP now? Families come from all over the world for services there.
Yeah, CHOP is an absolutely amazing place. I've been there now for 25 years, and I can't leave because of the resources and the support and the dedication of the institution. So CHOP, from the area that we work in, obviously they work in all clinical domains and have amazing programs and centers that are world-renowned. CHOP is the oldest children's hospital, and I would say the best children's hospital on the planet, and it's a huge resource in the Delaware Valley, Philadelphia area. But from what we do, which is, you know, treating and caring for families with these rare diagnoses, the support that CHOP offers, the opportunity for cutting-edge care, cutting-edge diagnostics, and then the support that they put in and the incredible team of physicians and scientists put into understanding on a very basic level the causes of these diagnoses and then finding ways to develop new breakthrough treatments in order to provide hope for families that I would say a generation ago just didn't exist.
And then Sarah, after diagnosis, what's CHOP's involvement with a family and with someone who has a child or maybe more children coming with a genetic issue?
Yeah, so we work really closely with families throughout the duration of their child's care. And we really work with them to help explain what the diagnosis is, what it means for their child, what it means for other members of their family and counsel on risks for them and future pregnancies. And we work with them to come up with the best management and treatment plan possible to make sure that they're getting the best care to optimize their child's outcome and so that they can really reach their full potential. And we're there just as a resource to help them navigate through this process and make sure that we're doing everything we can to better their lives.
Yeah. So, you know, Sarah is amazing as a genetic counselor. And I think that's a field that's not so well recognized. But I think it is an area where it's meant to really support the families and help them navigate a very difficult process. No family, a lot of the children we see are not expected. Families have a child, they're expecting a healthy baby. It's not in their plan to have a child with one of these rare genetic diagnoses. And it is a journey to come around to that reality. And then most parents are just amazing. They become amazing advocates for their children, but they need support to both manage their child medically and to optimize their outcome, but even socially and within their families and in their community to have the support that that child needs.
And of course, the events on the 14th and 15th will be benefiting the research and the services that you do. But it's a shame because you see families all over the world. You see them fundraising. Families have to do so much just to get their kids to CHOP and to get them to Philadelphia, world-renowned facility.
Families have become great advocates. There are families who have children who have rare diagnoses who have banded together. They want the best for their children. They want community to be aware of them. They want the physicians and scientists to focus attention on those diagnoses. The genetic or genomic revolution that we've seen go on over the last 20 years or so has really helped power that. So families have gotten together, and we've always been impressed by the families, how they advocated for their individual child, how they've banded together. They've reached out to us. They come to CHOP. They've donated funds to do research, to create dedicated programs. One of the programs that Sarah runs at CHOP is for a diagnosis called Cornelia de Lange syndrome, which affects about 1 in 50,000 to 60,000 children. But the families have gotten together. They've raised $2 million to establish a center that allows us to do focused research and provide regular clinics where children come from around the world. And we see this over and over again with families. So they've inspired us to do the work, which has also inspired us to reach out to the community to raise awareness and to raise more funds so that we can provide these kind of services for all of these families and to help make these breakthroughs and not just care for the children, but think of a future where we are actively maybe curing some of these children.
And of course, for more information about what we're talking about today, go to coolcarsforkids.org. And bless them, they didn't spell it with a K. It's COOL, coolcarsforkids.org. And you'll learn more about the upcoming Philadelphia Concours d'Elegance, which will be Father's Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th. A preview gala on June 14th, and then the Concours on Saturday, along with the chorale, which we got to get into now. We're going to start talking about how fun this event is going to be, all at the Simeon Automotive Museum, which is located on Norwich Drive. It's just around the airport. It is so easy to get to. It's just a few minutes off of Interstate 95, and it's close to Center City, close to the airport. It is close to anybody who is hearing this today. And my guests are Dr. Ian Krantz, pediatrician and geneticist on the faculty of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania, and Sarah Rabel, genetic counselor and clinical director for the Center for Cornelia de Lange Syndrome and Related Diagnoses, and a senior genetic counselor at the Division of Human Genetics at CHOP. And again, for more information about what we're talking about, cars, go to coolcarsforkids.org. So you're fundraising too, and the funds are going to go and support the research and the programming at your centers. It's going to be an amazing day. How the heck did you get into this? And both of you are car fanatics.
Well, Sarah's being converted, so I feel
I'm learning. I'm trying to learn.
Sarah got drawn into this, and but she's been amazing. She's sort of been the inspiration and the driving force behind Cool Cars for Kids. But when she first started, she had an appreciation for nice cars, but I don't think cars were so much on her radar. But she can sort of tell evolution a little bit.
I know what I like, and I can tell you probably one thing about my car, and that would be the color. But Ian jokes with me all the time is how I've gotten involved with this nonprofit that's all about cars. But I'm slowly being converted to be a car fanatic and learn a little bit more than just the color of my own car. But we had this idea a few years ago to have a fundraising event for our Center for Cornelia de Lange Syndrome and Related Diagnoses at CHOP. And Ian, being a car fanatic, wanted to do a car show. And I said, that's great. I'll help to organize with you. And we kind of had paired up with Mike Tilson, who is also local to Philadelphia and a big name in the car world. He has had involvement with other Concours throughout the country and is also invited as a judge to those events. And his vision was to do something a little bit more elegant than what we initially had planned to do, which Ian's plan was to do just a car show in a local Walmart parking lot. So we kind of stepped it up a notch and we started to plan this car show event, which was at the Simeone Museum. We still partner with the Simeone Museum and have it there, which is where it will be this year again. And it's called a Philadelphia Concours d'Elegance. That's the name of the event. And Cool Cars for Kids, which is the nonprofit organization that we formed, is who is putting on and hosting the event.
When we hear the Concours d'Elegance, we imagine the Bentleys and the 1920 Roadsters. I've got a 1962 Nash, and I'm going to be in the corral.
Some of the terminology is a little confusing. So the Concours d'Elegance is exactly, it's a competition of elegance. These are very high-end cars that come in to be judged and compete for awards. The cars come in from all over the country. And let me just say, if you haven't been to the Simeone Automotive Museum, that in itself is an amazing place. Dr. Fred Simeone, who started that foundation and museum, has a collection of probably over 100 cars that are some of the most famous and recognized sports cars in the world historically. So just coming to the museum is amazing. What we do with the concourse is we bring in 30 to 50 additional cars from all over the country that are competing against each other for awards in different classes. And it's kind of a high end. A lot of the people who have these cars are very wealthy. They dedicate themselves to restoring them and making them better than new. And they are amazing to see. But it's not just about those competitive cars. We want everyone to come and everyone to bring their cool car. So everyone has a car pretty much that they think is cool for better or worse. And we have a corral. So the corral is really open to anyone to bring their car that they think is fun, that they enjoy, that they want to show. The corral cars, anyone can enter and they're open to judging and competition as well. There are a number of awards that'll be given. And what we tried to do with this event is do a merger of making a really fun event for kids. We want our kids and who we see at CHOP and their families to come. We want all kids to come. We have activities, games for the kids. We have Ben & Jerry's is one of our sponsors. There'll be free Ben & Jerry's ice cream. And actually, our chairman of the event, Coach Dick Vermeil, who's a Philadelphia icon, will be there on Friday night, and he'll be providing Vermeil wines for the dinner. He's been a great supporter. He has a granddaughter who has a rare genetic condition that was diagnosed at CHOP and managed there. And actually at the gala dinner, Coach Vermeil's son and his daughter-in-law will be talking about their journey with their daughter, Amy. And then Coach Vermeil will also be there all day Saturday and happy to meet people. He'll be bringing one of his cars as well. So there'll be lots of fun activities for everyone. And the concourse is one part of it, and the corral is the other. So, yes, your Nash sounds like an amazing car from how you've described it. We would love to see it there, and we're happy for it to join the roster of what's going to be happening in the corral.
So the corral is basically your entryway, your entry drug to getting hooked on cars in general.
Absolutely.
We're the ones that everyone can aspire to.
Absolutely. Everyone should come and bring their cars. I mean, when I drive around Philadelphia, I'm a little sensitized to it, but I see cool cars everywhere. And we want all of them to come. They're all coming to support a good cause. You can get a lot of attention for whatever your baby is that you have lovingly cared for over the years. That doesn't necessarily have to be an older classic. Those are welcome. But if you have a brand new Porsche or Corvette or something that you love to drive, a muscle car, bring it out. We'd love to see it.
What kind of cars will we see in the corral and at the concourse itself?
So in the concourse will be where our focus marquee this year is Bentley, because Bentley is having its 100th anniversary. So we decided to focus on that. But there will be obviously Bentleys. There'll be Packards. There'll be Ferraris. There'll be Aston Martins and Porsches, pretty much everything. And the corral is really an open show. So there'll be, American muscle cars, American sports cars, European sports cars, European classics, American classics, pretty much everything you can think of will be there. And again, on the background of the amazing collection that Fred Simeone has in his museum already, which is, again, an amazing venue for anyone who likes cars and even, like Sarah, for people who don't necessarily appreciate cars, but we like to try and convert everyone to understanding this craziness.
I had you pegged as a car enthusiast.
Oh,
I really did, because you got involved in this. And to get involved at this level at such a fabulous museum, and you didn't even mention that they have race days out there. You know, mm-hmm. that museum is fantastic. And is it once a month? They actually take those cars, those amazing race cars, and put them on a track and run them around so you can see one in action. So fabulous place, and it's awesome that you're going to be there.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing place, and when you're there, you'll see those cars. You'll see the cars entering. They'll be driving in. They'll be on display. It'll be an absolutely amazing event. This is our third annual event, and it's grown each year, and everyone's been blown away. Even the high-end car owners who are little, they have some trepidation about all the kids milling around. They get into it. You see kids climbing into these million-dollar cars because the owners let them. So that's amazing. The kids have a lot of activities. The adults enjoy it. It's just a feel-good event with some celebrities there and amazing cars, and just for a good cause. So even if you don't really care about cars, you can leave that to us. We'll try to convert you, but it's just a fun event to come to, even beyond the cars themselves.
Would you like to give us now the mechanics of this? I'm not the only one who can make a pun. Uh-huh. Driving force. I caught that. Tell us, again, how do we register? How is it still possible to buy tickets for the Friday night gala? Also, if we want to bring our car, how do we register it and the hours, et cetera?
Yeah, so you can find everything on our website, which is coolcarsforkids.org. You can still purchase tickets online for the gala. Tickets are available for purchase through June 1st. And you can also purchase tickets online for the Saturday event. So tickets for Friday evening are $150 per person for the gala. And you can also purchase a table, which seats 8 individuals, for $1,000. And then on Saturday, tickets for general admission to the concours is $25 per adult, and kids and students are free. And this is all accessible online. And if you wanted to even register one of your cool cars to bring, you can also find that online on the website. There's a registration form that you can fill in information about your car and submit that for entry into either the concours or the car corral.
And it's a reasonably priced admission. It's just $50, and I get in with that.
So. Right.
Yeah, so that's for the corral.
Well, for the corral.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, so for the corral, there is an entry fee of $50, but with that, you do get two tickets. So it's basically the price of two admission tickets. And everything, all proceeds that we get from our ticket admissions are going back to our great cause to help kids at CHOP and Cool Cars for Kids.
And I'll just say pre-registration is great. We like to kind of have an idea how many cars to anticipate. But even on the day of the event, you can drive your car into the corral. So if you didn't pre-register, but you want to come and you have a car you want to bring in, feel free to drive it in the day of the event.
You got a lot of great sponsors involved?
We do. We have a lot of sponsors throughout the area. So we have Algar Ferrari, who's supporting us this year, as well as FC Kerbeck, RDS, Porsche of the Main Line, Cavallo, Delta Dental, and Vermeil Wines. And many of those, including Ferrari, FC Kerbeck, and Porsche of the Main Line, may even be bringing some of their cars this year. Ooh. Which is a lot of fun, too, to have some of those at the event over the weekend.
Yeah, having these high-end dealerships as sponsors is great, because it adds a different components. It's not just seeing the older classic cars, but you're seeing the latest, newest versions of these high-end cars, which is always fun as well.
Oh, yeah. Said the girl with a 62 Nash.
I'm looking forward to seeing that car after all I've heard about it.
I love that car. This will be its very first appearance. It's never been to a car
which
show.
Which is kind of, you know, part of our inspiration for doing this was when you hear about car owners like yourself who love and care for these cars and nurture them and in many cases restore them to better than new condition in some cases. We thought there were a lot of analogies to what parents with a child with one of these conditions do and the care and the love and support that they give to those children. So we thought bringing these two worlds together to help support these families with children with these diagnoses was just a match that was meant to be. And it's proved itself over and over again that the car owners who become aware of what families are going through with children with these diagnoses become supporters, and it just has continued to snowball.
Now, you mentioned Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You mentioned that Coach Vermeer is going to be walking around as well. So what else will be happening at the event? There's always stuff going on the sides.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun activities for the kids to participate in. We have different games, and we also will have prizes for kids who will be participating in some of those games and activities. And then throughout the day, we have raffles as well for adults and children. So there'll just be a lot of fun hustle and bustle throughout the day of different things that families can partake in. And in addition to the activities for the kids, we have someone coming with these really cool remote control cars, and he puts on these really awesome shows and does tricks with the cars and lets the kids drive them, and the kids really seem to enjoy that. And we also have a few vendors this year, which has been new for us. So we have a few vendors who will be available selling different goods and product.
Well, at the gala, we have music and dancing and silent auction with some amazing donated items. And obviously, we mentioned Vermeil Wines will be featured, and Coach Vermeil will be there signing bottles for people who want to bid on them. So it's two different events, but both have tons of activities and should be a blast.
And you know what? When we hear the word gala, we always think of black tie and you got to get all fancied up. But this is more of a kickback fun evening.
Yeah. So this is more of a business casual. There'll be a cocktail hour and we're going to have a DJ and dancing amongst the cars. As you said, this is driven by my wife, who is a big dance aficionado. So it'll be a fun event. Coach Vermeil will be there through the evening with his family and guests. And again, Vermeil Wines, and Coach will be signing bottles for guests. It's going to be a great event. It'll be a blast. You should definitely come.
It all will benefit
the Center for Rare Diagnoses at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. It's also known as the Center for Cornelia de Lange Syndrome and Related Diagnoses, which has grown to encompass many, many, many more diagnoses that fall under these birth defects and genetic conditions.
And it's all going down at the Simeon Automotive Museum. On the 14th, it will be the scene of a great gala. And on the 15th, the amazing Concours d'Elegance and the car corral that I will be in, the cool car corral. And you can register your cool car up until that day, actually. But get more information at CoolCarsForKids.org. My guests today have been Ian Krantz, MD. He's a pediatrician and geneticist on the faculty at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. We know it as CHOP, and the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. And Sarah Rabel, genetic counselor and clinical director of the Center for Cornelia de Lange Syndrome and Related Diagnoses, as she is at CHOP. And thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks. This has been great. Hope to see you there.
You will, in a 1962 bowling shirt that matches the car. How proud am I? I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Our Delaware Valley.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.